Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love a Masquerade, transcribed.
Doggone, don't we get ourselves in the most expensive places? Looky, Jack. Looky, Reggie. Silk sheets, even.
All right, silk sheets. So what?
So I'm a-going to sleep between silk sheets for the first time in my life. Honest to my grandma, fellas, if my cousin Winnie May could see me now.
What makes you think we're going to be here long enough to sleep between any kind of sheets?
What you mean? We've been brought here, ain't we?
I still think there's been some mistake.
I say, Jack, what's that?
Oh, where have you been?
Oh, prowling a bit. Did you two know there's a suite of 3 bedrooms with separate baths?
Well, didn't I tell you this was expensive stuff we got ourselves into?
One bedroom for each of us.
Sure, so what you mean, Jack, by saying it's a mistake?
Well, there's no sense to anything that's happened so far. We get on a plane to come to Hollywood for the express purpose of spending $25,000.
Well, we can spend it from here just as good as any place else.
Well, that's not the point.
Ain't, huh?
No, it isn't. The point is, when we get off the plane, we're met by a liveried chauffeur in a fancy car, just as though we were expected and being met by appointment. No explanation, nothing. We're just invited to get in the car.
That's right, and so we get in the car.
And why? Well, because there's a good-looking girl waiting inside for us.
Well, that's as good a reason as any for getting into a strange auto. Are you sorry you did it? Well, look what it's got us in so far.
Yeah, that isn't the idea, Doc. We've been driven out to this beautiful old Hollywood mansion, and we don't know why. All we know is that this is the home of Randolph Martin.
Yeah, whoever he is.
And that these are to be our quarters, and the dinner will be served at 7.
Hey, well, we know the name of the little old honeypot who met us at the airport.
Fay Martin. Does that mean anything to you?
No, of course not. Except I like knowing it.
Why?
Because I think I'm going to like Fay when we get to know each other better.
You're out of your class, Doc.
What you mean, out of my class?
If this house is any indication, the Martins are not only wallowing in money, but they're overflowing with the refinements and niceties of an old family.
Aristocrats?
If you look about, you see signs of the family tree almost everywhere.
You mean we're going to be high-hatted?
What happened in the car on the way out here?
Huh? Well, what you mean, what happened?
Why, the minute we began asking Miss Fay Martin questions, she froze solid.
Yeah, only I just thought she was kind of nervous on account of us being strangers. Besides, you don't think I ain't man enough to unfreeze her.
Well, you still don't get it, Doc. She was the little princess keeping the village yokels in their place.
Well, then what'd we come for?
Oh, see here now.
No, Doc. Sir. I'll be doggone if I'll stay around folks who don't think I'm as good as they are.
All right, Doc. Relax, will you? The whole point is that we allowed that girl to bring us from the airport to this house without getting one bit of information out of her. We allowed ourselves to be turned over to the butler in the downstairs hall and conducted to these rooms, still not knowing what it's all about. And now we've been here for an hour, and what do we know?
Well, I'll tell you what we know.
What?
We know that we're being neglected. That's what we know.
Yes, that's about all.
Well, why don't we do something about it? We don't have to stand around with our teeth in our mouth. We ain't locked in. Let's bust out and find this here Randolph Martin.
No, that's not the answer.
Well, why the heck ain't it? Well, don't you agree with me, Reggie? Get aggressive and show them that we ain't folks to be pushed around.
No, I don't think so.
Hey, what's the matter with you two anyway?
Oh, look here, Doc. Gentlefolk might not understand our strong-arm methods.
Gentlefolk?
People of breeding. Refinement.
Hey, look, you think I'm purdy enough to sit down at the table with these folks tonight?
Oh, look here.
After all, we didn't come here of our own accord. They brung us.
Now, just the same, Doc, I think we can wait until dinner.
Oh, sure, we can wait until next week. But that ain't spending none of that $25,000 reward money we come to Hollywood to spend.
But we're bound to meet the whole family at dinner, and then the reason for our being here, if there is a reason, will come out.
I say, who is this Randolph Martin, anyway?
I never heard of him. You, Jack?
No, he can't be anyone.
Oh, someone showing some signs of interest.
Well, how doggone gracious of him not to forget us completely.
I get it.
Hello.
Oh, good evening. I'm Jack Packard.
Look. Somebody slashed me.
Slashed you?
Yes. Here, on my arm.
Here, let me see that. Now, maybe you better come in here.
Yes, I guess maybe I'd better.
And you're bleeding all over the carpet. Come into the bathroom and hold your arm over the basin.
All right.
Reggie, close the door.
Quiet. I say, Doc, did you see that?
Yeah, what's going on here? What she mean, somebody slashed her?
Well, she was badly well bleeding.
Well, who do you heck suppose she is?
Oh, Doc.
Yeah?
Bring me some iodine and cotton and some adhesive tape out of my bag.
Okay, coming right up.
It isn't really very much of a cut. About an inch long, not too deep. Now, how'd it happen?
They did it.
They?
Yes. I was walking down the hall. I felt a kind of sharp sting on my arm. I looked at it quick, and it was all bloody.
This happened just now out in the hall?
Yes.
Who was out there with you?
I turned around real quick, but there wasn't anybody.
Here's the stuff you wanted.
No, thanks.
They don't amount to much with blood washed off. But how'd it happen?
They did it.
Well, you keep saying they. Who are they?
I don't know. They just won't let me alone, is all I know.
Yeah? Well, what did bother you for?
I don't know. I think they're trying to kill me.
Kill you?
Hey, wait a minute. What did anybody want to kill a nice girl like you for?
I don't know.
Now then, this might sting a little. I'm pouring iodine in the cut.
I don't mind pain.
Good girl. There it is. Now, a little cotton and some adhesive tape, and you're all well again.
Oh, look here, Jack. Didn't you hear her say someone's trying to kill her?
Yes, I heard her. Do you mind telling us your name?
I'm Cherry Martin.
Cherry, huh?
It's really Charity. Nobody calls me that.
Then you must be the sister of Faye Martin who met us at the airport.
Yes. She likes Faye best, but her name's really Faith.
There you are. Now come out in the other room. You're still pretty much upset.
No. I'm not upset.
Well, then why that fearful whisper?
I'm afraid they'll hear me.
Please sit down.
No. No, I mustn't. I must go now.
But see here, I think you should sit down and tell us about this if you're in danger. That must be the reason why we're here.
Yes, that's part of the reason. But I must go now.
But ain't you scared to go out in that hall? If somebody got through just slashing your arm, ain't he liable to do it again?
Yes.
Then why not stay here where we can look out for
you? No, I mustn't stay.
Well, why?
I just mustn't. That's all.
Would you like someone to walk to your room with you?
No. I'm all right. Oh, yes, I almost forgot. Hope is my other sister.
I say. Faith, Hope, and Charity.
Yes. She's the one who's in the worst danger. Hope and my brother Job.
Your sister Hope and your brother Job are in the worst danger?
Yes.
From what? From whom?
I don't know. But they do. I'll see you at dinner.
Well, smack me for a baby. What goes on?
Well, now things are beginning to make sense. The reason for our being here begins to emerge.
Danger, murder, fear. In this house?
There's your blue-blooded aristocracy you fellas was holding your breath over.
Oh, it's more apparent than ever, don't you think, Jack? I mean to say, the exquisite refinement of that girl's face. The roots of an old family tree are firmly entrenched in this house.
Yes, Reggie, but it's also apparent that the family tree is beginning to show signs of decay.
Signs of decay? Looks to me like it was rotten clean down to the roots.
Something's belly wrong, all right.
Screw a family in the beginning. Who ever heard of naming girls Faith, Hope, and Charity? Sounds like a Texas camp meeting.
Well, at least we know this much now. There are three sisters who go under the names of Faye, Hope, and Cherry. And there's a brother, Job.
Yeah, there's another name out of this world.
And it appears, according to Cherry's story, that someone is molesting her with the intent eventually to kill her.
Yeah, and right in this house, too. Funny kind of a cut she had on her arm. What kind of a knife would make a thin, long cut like that?
Oh, doctor's scalpel. Safety razor blade.
I say, that's exactly what it looked like, a safety razor blade cut.
Yeah, but who's going around murdering folks with an old safety razor blade?
What do you do with your old safety razor blades?
But this must be pretty doggone serious, Jack. Cherry thinks they're out to kill her, yet she says her sister Hope and her brother are in even worse danger.
I'd like to get hold of that Randolph Martin and give him peace of my mind. His children are in danger, and he keeps us up here waiting. He doesn't tell us what it's all about, and why doesn't he let us get on to it?
Did you ever stop to think... Listen.
Say, a blooming infant in the house.
Yeah, then one of the girls must be married.
Open the door, Doc.
What for? Ain't you never heard a baby holler before?
Never mind, open the door.
Okay. All I hope is it don't yell at night.
He has a fine pair of lungs.
Stuffed a nipple in its mouth or something. Jack, I say.
Come on, what are we waiting for?
Here, here's the stairs.
And there she is lying down at the foot. Come on.
Oh, doggone.
Here, wait a minute. Straighten her out.
Well, hey, it's Cherry.
Is she dead?
No. No, she's not dead.
No, I'm not dead.
Well, hey, she's conscious. And after a tumble down all them stairs.
All right, what is it this time?
Well, hey.
Well, why are you all standing there gaping? What is it?
Your daughter just fell downstairs.
My granddaughter, you mean. Is she hurt?
No. No, I'm not hurt.
Oh, falling downstairs.
I didn't fall. Somebody pushed me.
Hey, they did?
What's that bandage on your arm?
Somebody slashed me.
Hmm. Can you stand?
Yes, I think so.
Then get to your feet.
Here, let me help you. There you are.
Thank you.
Perhaps I should explain how we happen to be here.
I know more about that than you do, young man.
You do?
I should. I brought you.
Then you're...
Randolph Martin. And I need help. I'm having granddaughter trouble.
Further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking.